This is the son of PCJ.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people. That's all.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Happy Station Show. And we began today with the one and only Sarah Vaughan and Who Listens to the Radio? Now, why did we begin with that today? Well, at this very moment, as I'm talking to you right now, I am in the United States. No, this show is not coming to you from the United States. It was recorded just before I headed stateside for the Shortwave Listeners Fest in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, which happened from the 1st to the 3rd of March. So today, some of you are hearing this on the final day of the festival, the 3rd of March. Now, I'm actually going to be in the United States and then heading down to the Caribbean for about a week doing some things, and we have some special programs for Happy Station coming up very soon. But this week and next week, we're going to be presenting to you a couple of specials. This week, my special guest on the program is Tom Mayer. And for those who don't know, Tom hosted this program for over 20 years. And for those who do remember him, well, tune in because we have some fantastic clips of past Happy Station shows on the program today. Now, since I'm doing a little bit of traveling, a song that is on my iPod that I have been listening to as I was getting ready for this trip is Gordon Lightfoot's Carefree Highway.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me not knowing what to do. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, seen better days, the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Turning pages to the times I love best. I wonder if she'll ever do the same. Now the thing that I call living is just being satisfied with knowing I got no one left to blame. Carefree highway, I got to see you, my old flame. Carefree highway, you seem better days, the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Searching through the fragments of my dream-shattered sleep, I wonder if the years have closed your mind. I guess it must be wanderlust or trying to get free from the good old faithful feeling we once knew. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, seen the better days, the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Let me slip away on you. Every highway, I got to see you, my old friend. Every highway, you've seen better days, the morning after blue, from my head down to my shoe. Every highway, let me slip away on you.
Gordon Lightfoot, Carefree Highway, beginning this week's edition of Happy Station, and I'm Keith Perron, your host. It's very nice to have you with me on today's program because at the beginning of the year, I should say, no, let me rephrase that. At the end of last year, our special guest on the program was Don Meyer, who hosted this program for quite some time. A number of you asked us to bring it to you again, and we're going to do that today. Now, before we do, I want to remind you, if you wish to contact us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. An email that we, recently had from someone was, what is the strangest album that you have in your collection? Well, believe it or not, it's not strange. Well, actually, no, it is. It is. It is very unusual. A performer that we played on the show before was Ray Conniff, many times, his orchestra and singers. Well, in 1957, he recorded an album called Dance the Bop, an album that he really didn't want to do, but he did it anyway, as a true professional would. After it was released, he had it pulled. Yes, he had it pulled. It was never in print from 1957 until 1999, when Sony Music decided to re-release it. He said in an interview a number of years ago that it was the album that he least liked. He really detested the album. But you listen to it now, it is very unusual, but it's a lot of fun at the same time. The album is called Dance the Bop, Ray Conniff, and on the front of the cover it says, "The Cool Cat Says How to Dance the Bop, Ray Conniff and His Singers." Yes, we'll listen to a track from it right now called The Flea Hop.
Thank you.
The Flea Hop, Ray Conniff, his orchestra, and a few singers, not too many, from an album released many years ago called Dance the Bop in 1957 that was out of print from that year until 1999 when it was released on CD. And some of you are familiar with this, and I love this concept because, you know, originally albums were maybe 25, 30, maybe 35 minutes. And to release a 35-minute album on CD, well, it doesn't really make sense. So they've been releasing these two full albums, so you get two full albums on one CD. So it also comes with an album that he put out in the 60s called Reconef en Español, which is just re-recorded Spanish versions of songs that he was known for. A lot of fun. Really a lot of fun. You're listening to The Happy Station Show, the first show for March 2012. And today we're bringing you something special because I'm all the way in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania for the SWL Fest. That's the Shortwave Listeners Fest. Now, we will have some special items coming up on future Happy Stations about the SWL Fest. So stay tuned for that. But today's program, we're going to be bringing you Tom Meyer, or as he was known in English, Tom Meyer, as he was on the last show of last year, and some of you wanted to hear it again. Now, we're going to begin this piece with a little bit of Dutch barrel organ music, and there is a reason for that. So listen carefully to see what it is. Here's a funny little thing that was recently sent to me, an email from a listener in the UK by the name of Christine McGovern. She listened to you as a young girl back in the 70s, and she said to me, "I didn't know that Tom was involved in Dutch barrel organ music." Now, I think you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yes, because there was a big mix-up. I was, for many years, I was a member of the Dutch Copyright Society for composers and songwriters. And at one point, I started receiving copyright for things that I'd never written. So I got back to the organization and I said, "What is this?" "Oh, yes, well, sorry, we've got another Tom Meyer." But I used a pen name, which this guy, of course, wasn't. And still I kept getting money that belonged to him. So at one point I got so fed up and I said to them, "Look, you can tell this other gentleman that all the money I'm going to receive, which is really for him, in the future I will keep." And then they stopped with the wrong payments. No, there's a man who is very famous in barrel organ circles and who makes those organ books. And yes, he also happens to be called Tom Meyer.
So you never had a chance to meet him?
No, absolutely not. But I know, but since the internet and Google and everything, sorry, I now know what he looks like.
So you're not afraid then, you know, if somebody Googles your name and they come up with this picture, maybe they've never seen you before, you're not worried, are you?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay, all right, that's a good
let them Google whatever they want, because nowadays, when you Google me, something which I've done over the past few years will come up. I've written two books, one of which was published 3 years ago, and the other one was presented at the beginning of September of this year, which you will not find on the internet. But these things now, of course, come up on internet. And funny enough, I think I mailed that to you some time ago. When you type in my name in connection with Happy Station, then the strangest things come up. I found some Spanish-speaking guy, I think he's a Spaniard, who calls himself something like Quique el Inmigrante, I have no clue who he is, but who publishes all kinds of things about Happy Station and me and blah, blah, blah.
You know, so, not too long ago, I came across some clips on YouTube from a TV series that you did in the Netherlands where you played a school principal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a very popular series here. And, God, that's ages ago.
Was that during your time as host of Happy Station?
Oh, yes, definitely. Because I made it very clear when I signed the contract for Radio Netherlands that the more I did on the side, the better my shows would become. So I did small parts in all kinds of TV shows and you know, game shows and that kind of thing. And that was fun. It was absolutely fun. I was, from what I remember, I was a terrible school principal because I was a racist school principal. I took it out on a little colored boy or something. I can't really remember what it was, but it was fun doing it.
playing the meanie, right? Instead of the happy, jolly old guy.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, one question, Tom. You know, I started doing Happy Station in 2009, brought the show back in 2009. And yeah. I think since that period, there's only been once that I've repeated a show, and that's because I just couldn't do it. I was just deathly ill. And basically what I did is I didn't really repeat the whole show. I redid the intro, redid the extra, and redid some small parts in it.
Yeah.
How did you do it every week, and not just one show, a couple of shows, for so long?
Well, that took some thinking and some organizing because, of course, yes, indeed, I did four shows every week, and I did it for about, 25 or 30 years. And at one point, it was clear that if I wanted to go on a holiday, if you hear noise in the background, that's the printer which all of a sudden started going. I started realizing that if I wanted to go on a holiday, I should leave shows behind. And that was not too much of a problem because you knew that for every Sunday you should leave one Spanish, one English, and one bilingual English-Spanish show behind, which I usually pre-recorded with the date that I knew it was going to be broadcast. But then, of course, you also had to take into consideration that you might fall ill. And so we always had a couple of emergency shows on the shelf, no dates. As you know, on my show, the birthdays of the listeners was a big thing. So no birthdays, no dates, etc. And the girls could always, you know, grab one of these shows if something unforeseen happened. And that worked very well, except I remember one time when I had to go on some kind of PR trip through Asia and Australia and New Zealand, and the entire trip took about 3 months. Well, you can imagine what that means. I had to leave such a ridiculous number of shows behind that in the end, I can't quite remember what we did, but it was... I think I asked one of my assistants, Gertie, to at least do the birthdays. She was definitely not an announcer, and she didn't really have a radio voice, but she did very well, I must say. But yes, it's a big responsibility, and you always should have a couple of undated shows on the shelf.
During the time that you did the show, something that I've noticed in 2009, I could be having, say, one of those days that you just wish you can forget. And
yeah.
I'll get into the studio and all of a sudden I'll start feeling better. Was that the same for you?
I know that feeling. Yeah. It sounds a bit much for people who don't know that. But yeah, I have felt not too well. And then after doing one or two shows and you go home, you think, I feel better now than when I walked in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, during the time you did the show, you did a number of course, year-end programs with myself. I've been trying to make them different every year. What are the ones that stick out in your mind?
Oh, that is such a difficult question, or rather, the question is difficult, the answer is difficult. If you ask somebody, what is the nicest or the most interesting or the most exciting thing you did, then what they want you to do is go over all the hundreds or maybe thousands of shows that you did. I couldn't possibly tell you. I mean, there are a few shows or instances which I remember because they were special in some way or other, but not necessarily year-end shows. I mean, I remember going up in a hot air balloon and doing a live show with phone calls from there. Now, that was a worldwide first because that had never been done before. Doing intercontinental phone calls as such and per se had never been done before. But no, if you ask me which year-end show stands out, I couldn't possibly tell you. Don't forget, I did about 25 of them or more.
Just recently, you sent me a copy of a DVD that was for the 50th anniversary of Happy
yes.
Station. And for this show, for the end of the year, we're going to be sending two copies out to two lucky people. It's fascinating to watch. I'm watching that. I mean, it's not very long. It's only about maybe 15 minutes. But
yes.
it's a whole behind-the-scenes look of what happened during that live broadcast, and I'm watching it, and I'm just exhausted from watching it.
Well, I can imagine. You can imagine how exhausted I was, because it went on for 9 hours. 9 hours live radio from our building in Hilversum, and production for that, for these 9 hours, was not simple. Of course, there was a whole army of people working on that. It was extremely exciting because instead of having the transmissions of Radio Netherlands last 55 minutes, which they usually were, what we did was we split up every hour in three 20-minute segments. And so I would be in one studio for 20 minutes, and then as the music started there, I would have to rush to another studio and be there on time to do the back announcement of the music that had been playing there. Well, with 2,000 people in Radio Netherlands building, because that's how many people were milling around that day, it was almost impossible to get through the crowd. So what we actually did was go through the cellar. And I was carrying, of course, a cordless mic. But once we were under the ground floor, of course, there was no more reception. So I couldn't hear what was going on, and they couldn't hear me. So, yeah, that was kind of Stone Age radio. We did that. It was very exciting.
I would like to meet somebody or get in touch with somebody who remembers that day, because I'm sure that there are some listeners out there who actually try to tune into every single target area so they wouldn't miss anything.
Oh, yes, they did. I know there were. I couldn't possibly tell you now who they were. I know for one thing that a couple of listeners were even there who came from, not just from the countries in Europe, but I seem to remember even an American or Canadian couple that flew over especially for that occasion. And, I'd have to, delve back into my memory. But I can tell you that it was a very, very exciting day. As I said, 2,000 people came to the building that day. Of course, we were there very early already because I think the first transmission went on the air at 6:30 or something, and then gradually the building filled up with all the visitors. And since this was something that I had dreamed up, and there was absolutely no money to feed all these people, etc., all the catering and the serving and everything was done by Radio Netherlands colleagues. And that is what I'll always remember of that day, that they were so wonderful to make that day possible and make it into a great success.
een huis aan de gracht in Oud-Amsterdam. Waar ik als jongen vannacht bij grootvader kwam. Nu zit een vreemde meneer in het kamertje voor. En ook die heerlijke zolder werd een kantoor.
Alleen de bomen dromen, hoog boven het verkeer
en over het water. Een bootje met dat verder
aan de Amsterdamse grachten heb ik heel. Want Amsterdam vult mijn gedachten als de mooiste stad van het land. Al die Amsterdamse mensen, al die lichtjes 's avonds laat op het plein. Niemand kan zich beter wensen dan een Amsterdammer te zijn.
Ik heb veel gereisd en al vroeg de wereld gezien. En nimmer kreeg ik genoeg van reizen nadien. Maar ergens bleef er een sterk verlangen in mij. Naar Hollands kust en de stad aan Amstel en IJ.
Amsterdam vult mijn gedachten als de mooiste stad van het land. Al die Amsterdamse mensen, al die lichtjes 's avonds laat op het plein. Niemand kan zich beter wensen dan een Amsterdammer te zijn.
Now, you haven't been, of course, at Radio Netherlands for a number of years. You left Happy Station in the early 1990s. You've been busy doing so many other things, including going to Spain, which you mentioned a few times in emails.
Yeah.
Do you look back at that time and miss it? And do you wish that maybe you could have stayed on longer?
No. See, I've always been a realist in things. You can dream and you can say, oh gosh, I wish that, but that doesn't get you anywhere. So I've always felt that if you are serious about something and if you feel that a certain situation asks for a certain action, you should do it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no point in hanging in there and saying, oh, I'll just hang on a while, maybe it will get better, if deep down inside you feel it's not going to get any better. And so to answer your question, no, I've never missed it. I don't have a sorry feeling that I would have wanted to stay on, because if I would have wanted to stay on, I could have stayed on. I mean, the management dearly wanted me to stay on, and I said, let's forget about it, I'm going. And people have said, oh, didn't you drop into a big black hole afterwards? Well, I'll tell you, I didn't see any hole at all, because I was so busy that I thought, how did I ever find time for a job in the past? No, thank heavens I've never been sorry about that. I've never been sorry about, well, come to think of it, I don't think I've been sorry about anything in my life.
Hello, listeners everywhere. Holland calling, asking your kind attention for another program in the series of The Happy Station, produced and presented by Edward Starts.
very much to my regret, and not without a sad feeling in my heart, I have to announce herewith my retirement. My retirement from the Happy Station at the end of this year. The show, however, must go on. A new period lies ahead, with the understanding that the International Happy Station program is as such to be continued under the same name, but now to be produced by a new man, a talented young colleague, already on our staff since several years, to carry on the task of spreading goodwill and universal understanding in the well-known Happy Station manner. Not as a copy of my personal conception of the program, but as a completely new and modern version and presentation with new ideas and angles and the execution of same. Now, my friends, here is my message of today. The name of your future host and program producer-announcer is Tom Mayer. Tom Mayer. Spell M-E-Y-E-R. Well, I don't have to spell Tom, do I, Tom? Tom is an expert linguist and a much-traveled person with a fine international background who will be delighted to take over the helm from me to serve you, starting from the beginning of January 1970. He will then take care of all English as well as Spanish Happy Station programs. I'm asking you, listeners, that means you, to give him your confidence and full support for the difficult task that lies ahead of him. It is for this reason, my friends, that I take sincere and great pleasure in presenting my successor, Tom Mayer, to you.
You know, a few months ago, I heard this tape, which is just incredibly funny. It was the day that Eddie Starts introduced you as his successor. And the way he says your name, I could just picture, if I close my eyes, that he's like spewing venom at you. Tom, and he says, Tom Mayer. Yes, yeah. Tom Mayer.
Yeah, well, he, you know, the poor man, he wasn't, it's understandable. He wasn't very happy about the fact that anyone, it didn't have anything to do with me, but that anyone should succeed him. I mean, Eddie Starts, let's face it, was in especially in his own mind, he was the Mount Everest of shortwave radio. And let's face it, he was the first ever shortwave presenter. And he stayed there for over 40 years, and no one ever surpassed him in popularity. So he always maintained, I am Happy Station, and Happy Station is Edward Starts. And if one is no longer there, the other one is no longer there either. Well, and in that sense, Radio Netherlands management had a different view, because they didn't want to lose the program, but Eddie was 6 years past his official retirement age. And so then in their infinite wisdom, he decided that I was to be Eddie's successor, which of course immediately made me, well, suspect to say the least.
It made you the school principal.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Now, in fact, you know, there's also funny sides to this story, but it's only funny if you are not or were not Eddie Starts, because for him, it was a tragic episode in his life. And I mean, shortly after that, the recording of his last show, in which he introduced me, he was admitted to a mental hospital. And he died not long after that. But, I mean, let's face it, he had a wonderful career which lasted longer than anybody else's career in radio. And he was the first worldwide celebrity.
Mm-hmm. How do you think Eddie would respond to hear that the show was canceled and then was brought back in 2009? What do you think he would say about that?
I don't. Pardon?
What do you think he would say about that?
I have no idea, Keith. That is a question, you know, if this, then what? I couldn't possibly think of anything which could come near the truth. Let's face it. I mean, Eddie Stout died long before even internet was used. So what would he say to? I have no idea. If ever I run into him again, I'll ask him.
You know, it's the reason why I ask that question is because sometimes there's a few emails that have come in from people that started listening during the Eddie Starts era. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, I just discovered that the show is back. And you should do this because Eddie did this. You should do this because Eddie did this. And you know, I'm not Eddie Starts. I'm not Tom Meyer. I'm not Pete Myers. I'm not Jonathan Goubert.
No. Well, you see, of course, this is absolutely not new to my ears. Because after I took over from Eddie, let's face it, after 42 years of all of a sudden, as I was called, this young upstart thinks he can fill Eddie's shoes. Because I don't think it's quite fair to mention Pete and Jonathan Grubea, because they both, well, had one grain of sand in the desert of time to do Happy Station. But in the first year that I took over, there was so much hate mail, it wasn't funny anymore. And even letters to the management. Couldn't they get rid of this idiot? Couldn't they bring Eddie back? and especially because I had said, we are going to change everything except the name. Because if you try to copy, as you well know, Keith, a carbon copy is always less than the original. So I didn't try to copy anything. The only thing we kept was the name. And it went on that way because it's still the name. And otherwise, I mean, now it's the Keith Perron era. And keep it that way.
You know, I have to tell you, I have so much joy doing the show. And of course, we're only on shortwave to a few areas. Most of the other areas are on domestic relays. But I have noticed that the audience, a lot of the audience that I have, are, say, familiar with the show. Maybe they've heard the show. Maybe their parents have talked about it. But it's a different audience. But they tune in because the show is so offbeat sometimes.
Yeah, okay, fine. I mean, as long as you, it doesn't really matter how you captivate your audience or why, as long as you do, because you're not just talking to that microphone, let's face it.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you. Oh, everywhere you go, skies are always blue. Children love you, they seem to know. You bring roses right out of the snow. The whole world says hello. seem to know the little devils that you bring bunches of roses right out of that snow. Oh, hallelujah, the whole world says hello. Hello.
Everywhere you go, Tom Meyer. If you wish to contact us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. And you can listen to this program again so many ways. Well, two ways, actually. The easiest, of course, is by going to our website, pcjmedia.com. That's pcjmedia.com. And while you're on the website, you can also sign up for a free app. Right, a free app from a company called Stitcher, and you can download all your favorite PCJ programs, including this one, on your iPhone, your iPad, and any other smart device that you use. The software is free. Just go to our website, and you'll see the link there with a little icon under our Facebook icon, and you'll see the information. Okay, speaking of Facebook, you can also find us on Facebook. Well, not just this program, but all PCJ programs, by going to Facebook and do a search for PCJ Media and PCJ Radio at www.pcjmedia.com. Time for music. BJ Thomas, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Where's that umbrella, guys?
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head. Soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. Steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
Raindrops keep falling on my head. Actually, it doesn't really bother me so much when that happens. It only does when I'm taking my three dogs for a walk, Ginger, Schoolboy, and Boppy. And the reason I say that, they're not small, they're rather big. The largest is 33 kilograms. Don't ask me what that is in pounds, so, but they're all big, right? And when you have dogs that are very excited sometimes, and you're walking in the rain, It isn't very pleasant. That's all I can say. It really isn't, trust me. And anybody out there who has a very large dog or more than one will totally understand what I mean by that. We have time now for one more song before we leave you. And this is from an album from one of my favorite singers of all time, Marvin Gaye. I think, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. The album is called Romantically Yours and includes some old standards like More, Maria from the musical, West Side Story, The Shadow of Your Smile, Fly Me to the Moon. And we're going to take a listen to this one that he wrote himself called Just Like.
Without hands, there'd be no tick-tock. Just like a house without a door, there'd be no need to knock. Just like a pen with no ink, it cannot write. But if you come back to me, everything will be all right. Free. Just like a candle with no it will not burn. Just like children without books, they cannot learn. Just like a lamp without a switch, it cannot light. But if you come back to me, everything will be alright. Satisfaction, but no, 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 baby, you wanted another attraction. Now, please tell me, how can I go on without you, honey? How can my heart go on? Darling, you better come back to me. Only you in my misery. Listen, just like a clock without hands, there'd be no tick-tock. Just like a house without a door, there'd be no need to knock. Darling, just like not right, but if you come back to me, everything be all right. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Honey, just like a candle with no flame, it will not burn.
Yes, Marvin Gaye with a song that he wrote himself, Just Like. Well, we are now out of time. I'll be back next week at the same time on this very same station, wherever you're listening to us on, either AM, FM, shortwave, the internet, or on a phone app. So don't worry, I will be back. Don't worry. Oh, that's so silly. Now, Next week, by the way, I am still traveling. In fact, I think next week, while the show is on the air, I will be in the Caribbean. Where? Well, you'll have to tune in 2 weeks' time to find out where. What do we have on next week's show? Well, we do also have something special for these the next 2 weeks. So you'll have to tune in and find out. Once again, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. And of course, our website, www.pcjmedia.com. So I think I am going to leave you now. So on behalf of Kevin Lee, who did a fantastic job, and Johan Backer, this is Keith Perron saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Hi, this is Ian McFarland. If you're an SWL and feel nostalgic for the good old days of shortwave, you'll be interested in three sets of CDs that Colin Newell and I have produced. The first gives you 100 idents and interval signals from stations around the world. Then there's the foreign language recognition course that will help you identify the myriad languages that you can hear on shortwave. And the newest CD set, a look at the past 20 years in shortwave broadcasting with some of my broadcasting colleagues, and a look into the future. The proceeds from the sale of these CDs are in aid of a charity, a food bank for the less fortunate in my city of Duncan, British Columbia in Canada. Learn more about these CDs on the dxr.ca internet website. That's dxr.ca. Good listening, everyone.